There's a growing interest in coffee production in California, and already there's some acreage in production along the coastal southern part of the state for some boutique coffee roasters. And a startup called Front Range Biosciences, based in Lafayette, Colorado, is set to play an important part in expanding coffee in California. They'll soon open up a clean stock tissue culture clone nursery in the state that will accelerate coffee planting stock for growers. John Vault is one of the founders of Front Range Biosciences. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. I'm happy to be here.
Well, this is quite a business you're embarking on.
It's a really unique story and opportunity for California because, you know, coffee is as I'm sure you're aware, not traditionally grown in California. It's actually not really grown anywhere in the United States. And so it's typically grown in Central South America, you know, Asia and Africa and more equatorial regions. We have Fringe Coffee, which is the company that we're working with, has an organic coffee farm in California.
And that farm is called Goodland Organics, and it's founded by Jay and Kristen Ruske.
And Jay Ruske, their CEO, is a farmer himself, and he's been working on specialty crops for quite a while. And he's actually been breeding and working on growing methodologies for coffee in California for about 15 years, I believe. And they're reached a place where they're ready to scale it up and really open up a specialty coffee market and the production of that coffee in California. And so, you know, for California farmers, you know, like all farmers or producers, there's always a search or looking out on the horizon for new crops to, you know, potentially gain additional revenue on land that might be used for other crops, cycle it in as part of their production. So it's a great opportunity for California farmers. It's a new crop for California. It's a new crop for the U.S. And I think it's a really big opportunity for the specialty coffee market because it's something that's really exploded around the world, you know, in the last few years with very high-end coffees, you know, and the ability to get very unique flavor profiles out of the coffee.
Well, John, at Front Range, we'll explain how you come into the picture.
You know, at Front Range, we're a startup company. We've been operational for just about 20 months now. And the growth and rapid expansion of our company has really been driven by the cannabis industry. There's a lot of investment money. There's a massive market that's opening up, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And our technology solves a unique problem in that supply chain, which is how do you produce a lot of clean, healthy, certified plant starts for growers so that they can be more effective in their production. And then as they scale up, they can actually do it, you know, much more effectively and then also mitigate their risk for crop loss. So that's kind of fueled Front Range Biosciences growth. And then when we started talking with Jay, we had a connection.
Now, again, Jay is the coffee grower in California.
And one of the challenges they're going to have as they try to scale up coffee production in California is how do you create a few million coffee plants, you know, fairly quickly over the next few years. Coffee takes a long time to grow. It's a tree. You know, basically it's a woody plant and it's an evergreen. And so it can take several years before, you know, the first crop can be harvested. So if they try to scale this up quickly, there becomes another challenge in the supply chain. Just like, you know, in cannabis, there's limitations in the ability to scale up there. Same thing in coffee in California, where it's never really been grown before. So that's kind of how we fit into the picture. And so we're bringing our clean stock program and our technology to the coffee space for California. And then eventually there's obviously an opportunity worldwide to do that as well.
Now, the way they're going to do it is a process called tissue culture. You can collect a very small amount of tissue from a parent plant, and using scientific methods performed in a laboratory, you can multiply that tissue exponentially, creating thousands of new plants at one time. They will later be moved into small starting pots and then later into bigger pots, where in short order they'll be ready for planting. The tissue used can come from a coffee plant that produces a bean with all the attributes desired.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that Jay, you know, I think that really differentiates Fringe and what they've done. You know, they've got some very unique varieties. And as you know, coffee is typically a hybrid. There can be varying amounts of diversity. They focused in on some specific lines that have some very unique flavor profiles. And when you combine that with the growing methodology, so it's different. Growing coffee in California is different than growing it in Ecuador. And so you combine those two things and you end up with a very unique offering from the product side in terms of the coffee bean. So Jay has been breeding for, I think, a good 15 years to help establish some of these varieties. And so, you know, that's really what's driving this. And that's at the heart of the value here is these unique coffee varieties that do well in California and produce, you know, this specialty coffee bean with the right flavor profile.
Well, John, that's terrific. We're excited to see what Front Range is doing in coffee propagation in California. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great speaking with you, and it's a great opportunity for California, and I look forward to the chance to talk again.